Well, it's interesting also that in the Vinaya, the monastic discipline, there's actually no role of abbot. And so that anyone who's a member of the monastic community, so if you've just been ordained for a day, you have the same status as someone who's been ordained for like 50 years. So that you have like an equal vote. I mean, there's ways that, you know, your experience carries some weight, but technically you're all equal members of the community. And so there's a respectfulness for the feelings and the rights of every individual. So it's a much more balanced system in that way. And so the confession also happens every fortnight as a formal ritual, but oftentimes if there's something that's particularly on your mind, you might mention that in your own vernacular and say, well, this happened or that happened that I'd like to mention. Yeah, one last one. Catherine. Yeah. And Paul, would you like to? The prerogative of the elder. Dropping a little suggestion to the junior. Don't hold it too close. Yeah.
Okay. He was drawn on. There was definitely conflicts to resolve. And there's many different ways, but he would always draw people together, and usually he would make sure that it would be done in an open process, which was both peculiar to him, but it was also part of the culture, in that things were you could openly address questions and things. So it was but it's not done in a confrontational way, which is quite interesting to watch. Ajahn Chah, there's always a sense of paying attention to what was the proper time, what was the proper occasion, how to do it. And what I can remember advice he would give to others about, say, like resolving conflict between each other. He said, like, don't bring up some contentious issue like after alms round, before the meal. You've just been walking, you're tired, you haven't eaten, it's just a scenario that is bound for disaster. Wait until you've had your meal, you're content, and then address it.
I was once told to never speak to my Ajahn until the meal was over. I won't say which Ajahn. Where is he?